verse 31, it says, For the present form of this world is passing away.
第31节保罗这样说，他说，因为这个世界的样子将要过去。
Can you swallow any of this?
你能否把这些的经节啃下去呢？
Do you really want me to go on to talk about preparing for the coming of the Lord? Have you not had enough by now?
你是否真的要我继续讲预备主的到来呢？
Oh, this is hard to swallow.
这个很难啃下去。
I mean, these are sort of normal, natural desires or needs, right?
这看起来是我们人的基本的一个天然的需要，是吧？
To be able to marry.
能够结婚。
And Paul says, no, 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 I prefer you don't do that.
保罗说 我觉得你束手安好。
And he goes on, other things, for example, of course, he says, you will have problems or distress in the flesh in the same passage if you marry.
所以他也谈到就是你结婚的话你就有苦头。
Now, if you marry and you have a child, I mean, that's normal again, isn't it?
当然你结了婚了你有孩子这是正常的是吗
Or maybe more than one child.
可能不止一个小孩。
But any of you taking care of children will understand.
你有带孩子的你就明白了
Especially babies.
尤其是小孩婴孩
Well, you don't even need to sleep at night.
你晚上根本不能睡
You get up every 3-4 hours to feed the baby.
你每3-4个小时你就要起床要喂你的小孩
Your whole life and energy is revolved around looking after the dear little ones.
你整个生命你的精力都用在照顾这个小孩
Is there anything wrong with that?
有没有错呢
Of course not, it's natural.
没有错的，这个是自然的。
But in view of the present distress, where should our energy go?
可是因着现今的艰难，我们的精力应该放在什么地方呢？
Well, many have spent a large part of their life bringing up the family, and there's, humanly speaking, of course, nothing wrong with that. It's a question of priorities. That's what Paul is talking about. Not whether it's right or wrong, but what are your priorities?
很多人我们花很多的毕生的时间去照顾小孩去把小孩带大这个从人的角度来看是没有错的这个不是对错的问题可是问题是因为我们的时间的减少的话我们的事情的先后我们的秩序怎么样安排呢
Are you willing to be led by the Spirit?
你是否愿意被神的灵去引导呢
Are you willing to be led by the Spirit if he says No, I want you to remain single?
你是否愿意被神的领导就是假如神跟你说我要你单身
And there you see this beautiful girl.
然后你看到这个漂亮的女孩。
And the Spirit says, no, 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 you just remain single.
然后圣灵跟你说的时候，不要不要，你要手术安好。
It's so hard to be a Christian.
做一个基督徒很困难，是吧？
And the sister says, I am determined to be single. I've heard many a sister say that to me.
我也听过有不少的单身的姐妹，她说啊，我决定我要单身。
I make a vow to serve the Lord as a single person.
他说我甚至我向神发誓我要做一个侍奉神
I said sister please don't make any vows
我跟他说姐妹不要发誓
If you want to remain single and you're sure you're led by the spirit I said are you sure
只要你要单身啊，你肯定是真的是圣灵的带领吗
Yeah I'm sure
他说啊，对我很肯定
Fine if you're sure but you still don't need to make a vow nobody asked you to make a vow
就是你肯定的话你也不需要发誓的没有人要你发誓的
And you know some of these sisters they go on and make a vow anyway
你知道有一些姐妹她真的发誓她们也单身
I say to you that's foolishness I'm sorry to be as plain as that
我跟她们说我说你们这样做是很愚蠢的
Because afterwards when they found they cannot keep the vow they live in a sense of guilt for the rest of their lives
问题就是因为当她们后来她发现了她们不能够保守她们这个誓言的话她们终身有 很大的内疚感
Because I'm certain the Lord never led them to make any vow
因为我可以肯定神没有叫她们去发誓的
The human dedication of the moment
在那个时候短暂的一个人的对神的一份的应许。
Now the Lord may want you to remain single now, doesn't mean He wants you to remain single for the rest of your life, you know.
可能神现在要你单身，可是不等于神以后一直都要你单身的。
Maybe later on He wants you to get married for some reason, as you might discover.
可能以后有另外的原因，神希望你能够有一个配偶。
One very obvious reason is because if finally you have to lead a church.
一个很简单的例子是，假如有一天你真的要去带领一个教会。
It is not appropriate in most cases for a single person to be the leader of a church.
在很多的例子里面也看到，就是一个单身的去带领一个教会是不恰当的。
Because there are sisters in the church too.
因为在教会里面也有姐妹。
And therefore, it is often not only important; it is necessary for a church leader to be married.
所以从这个角度来看的话，教会的领导他们是结婚的话比较好一点。
So as that there is somebody to help the sisters.
你知道有人可以去帮助那些姐妹。
So even if initially the Spirit might not lead you to be married, there comes a time when He may say, now is the time to get married.
所以可能在起初的时候，圣灵的带领就说叫你不要结婚，可能到有一天啊，神的带领又是另外一回事，你需要去结婚。
But there is the point here is simply this, that we must be willing to be led by the Spirit, whether to be married or not to be married.
可是这个重点就在这里，就是说你我们一定要 下定决心，就是我们要任凭神的带领，结婚或是单身。
And in view of the present crisis, it is likely, not absolutely necessary, but it is likely that he may lead you to remain single.
可是因为现今的艰难、啊、很有可能神的带领是要你单身。
Now I myself was very happy to remain single.
那对我来说呢，我单身是非常高兴的。
But then, when you become the pastor of a church, it turns out that it's not suitable for you to remain single.
可是当你要去牧养一个教会的话，可能你单身的话就不太恰当了。
Because all kinds of problems could arise.
因为可能引起其他的一些问题。
And therefore, it becomes necessary to marry.
所以在那个时候，结婚是可能是需要的。
To keep your witness pure.
你知道你的见证可以是纯洁的。
And so that there is someone who can help the sisters when it's not appropriate for you to help them as a brother.
你知道当你作为一个弟兄很难去帮忙的话，姐妹也可以去帮上忙。
Let me come to the last point, and we need to start, begin to wind up.
我们来到最后的一点。
Equally unpalatable, hard to swallow.
也是同样很难的去啃的。
And what is that point?
什么呢?
I almost hesitate to mention anymore.
我真的很犹豫，要不要讲?
Go and sell all you have.
变卖一切。
Here we come.
糟糕了。
We heard a little bit about this in CT or somewhere.
我们在维生训练好像有提过这个。
But it was put in a less radical manner.
可是他没有讲得那么的极端。
And this bothers people who actually don't have anything to sell even.
有时候就是那个人他没有什么东西卖的，他也担心。
Maybe they're thinking one day I'm going to inherit $1 million, a great amount of property and I have to dispose of it all.
可能在想啊，可能有一天呢，我有100万了，怎么办呢？到那时候我要变卖的话就糟糕了。
You want to call him king?
你要说主是王吗？
Who said go and sell? Me? Not me.
谁说去变卖一切的？不是我。
Jesus said so.
耶稣说的。
And he said it in more than one place so that we don't think that it was just a slip of the tongue at the moment.
耶稣不止一次的这样说，你觉得我们不要以为他只是啊，那时候他说错了，说漏了嘴。
We can look at a passage in Luke chapter 12.
我们可以打开路加福音十二章。
And this passage is interesting because the word coming occurs many times.
啊，我觉得这段经文是很奇妙的，因为这里谈到他的到来。
And so it is very relevant to our camp.
所以对我们的营会就很有关系了，贴切的关系。
And I will leave you just to count the number of times the word come or coming occurs in this passage.
或许你自己可以去数一数，这里谈到来啊，出现了多少次。
From verse 32 of Luke chapter 12.
从路加福音十二章三十二节开始。
The Lord says, "Do not be afraid." Really, it means don't be anxious about your material needs.
主耶稣说不要惧怕，就是说不要担心你物质上的需要。
Because God wants to give you a kingdom.
因为父乐意的把国赐给你们。
And that sounds very good. You're going to get something. You're going to get the kingdom.
哇，你听到这个很高兴的，因为能够得到神的国。
But before you get too happy, look at the next verse.
可是你看看下一节吧。
Sell your possessions and give alms.
你们要变卖所有，周济人。
Make purses for yourself.That do not wear out.
为自己预备永不坏的钱囊。
An unfailing treasure in heaven.
用不尽的财宝在天上。
The point is quite simple here.
这个很简单。
Let go of all your earthly possessions.
你要变卖你在世上所有的物质财宝。
Translate them into spiritual treasures.
把它变成为属灵的宝藏。
Put away the treasures that are going to pass away.
你要把这些会过去的财宝
the kind that will wear out.
这些会变坏的
The kind that will rust.
会被虫蛀的。
That will rust.
会朽坏的。
And the kind that will be eaten up by worms.
或许是被虫咬的。
Are you willing under the leading of the Spirit? Now it's very important, I stress again, the leading of the Spirit, to dispose of earthly possessions and turn them into eternal ones.
你是否愿意，我重新接一点，就是靠着圣灵的带领，去把你属世的财宝去变卖，你知道你能够有财宝在天上。
Now I come back to the key words, led by the Spirit.
我要重申我的重点，就是被圣灵的引导。
This selling of the possessions must not be an act of fanaticism.
那这个变卖所有不可以说是一个疯狂的。
It must not be an act in which we just decide, okay, we'll do it in some rash and foolish manner.
不是一个很鲁莽的一时的冲动去做的。
It must be a calm.
这个是一个很冷静的。
A carefully considered.
很即是详细的思考过的。
A well-planned move.
一个很有计划的举动。
Under the leading of the Holy Spirit. Under the leading of the Spirit.
被圣灵的去引导。
Again, you see, these are the key things. Because unless we are prepared to let the kingship of the Lord apply to our possessions,
那这个就是重点了，就是除非我们愿意神的王权真的在我们的生命里面去运作。
Then to say that he is king of our lives is sheer nonsense.
不然的话，我们说神是王的话，根本是没意思的。
It is absolute hypocrisy.
这个根本是一个虚假的。
If I say, Lord, you are king of my life, but don't touch my bank account.
假如说主啊，你是我的王，可是你不要碰我的银行的存款。
We are condemned as hypocrites on that day when we see him.
当我们见主的那天，主会说我们是一个假冒伪善。
When we meet the Lord Jesus, did you say I am the king of your life?
当你见主的时候，主会问你，你是否说过我是你的王呢？
But you never let me touch your bank account.
可是你从不让我去碰你的银行的存款。
What kind of hypocrite are you anyway?
你是否一个怎么样的伪善的人呢？
That is the point. He tests us at the point where it hurts.
这个就是问题所在，就是神往往在我们跟我们的痛痒器官里面去试验我们。
But nothing of this has to do with your just going and throwing away your possessions.
这个不是说你胡乱的去把你的财产去抛掉。
It's no way suggesting you go and sell your house and you put a tent on the road.
不是说你要把你的屋子变卖，在路上搭一个营墓。
Which anyway would not be permitted.
当然，这个也不合法吧。
It doesn't mean you sell your possessions and then you have no more money, so you sit by the street side and beg for money.
不是说你要变卖你的一切，以致你在街上里面行乞。
You become one of those holy beggars of which India is full.
然后在印度就有很多这些的乞丐。
Yeah, it seems to be particularly holy to be able to beg.
以为行乞呢是一个很圣洁的举动。
That would hardly be honoring the Lord, would it?
这个根本不荣耀神。
And if you're going to the ends of the earth to preach,presumably, you have to finance some of this.
只要你要去到世界的地级里面去传福音的话，当然你要去支付这些的费用吧。
But by now you can see what is behind this command to sell.
所以你可以看到变卖一切的背后的是什么。
There are several things involved here.
这里有几样东西。
The first is that our possessions is what cuts out our mobility, our house, our land, our car, our this and that. We don't want to leave these behind. So we are no longer mobile. We don't want to move.
那第一点我们看到就是其实我们的属世的财产，我们的物质，我们的汽车行至我们不能够去很自由的去别的地方。
To preach the gospel, wherever the Spirit of the Lord sends you, you have to be completely mobile.
只要你要真的让圣灵去引导去任何地方去传福音的话，你需要是很灵活的。
But if you are tied down by all your possessions, you're totally immobile. You can't move.
可是只要你被你的财产绑住的话，你根本走不动。
That is the reason why so many brothers and sisters are not able to go anywhere.
也就是为什么很多的弟兄姐妹他们根本什么地方都不能去。
And therefore unable to fulfill this command.
所以不能够去实现神的这个命令。
And therefore begin to rationalize and justify themselves by saying, I just preached to the neighbor, as though the Lord had sent you to the neighbor.
然后他们就用种种的理由去解释，他们说我就跟我的邻居传福音吧。
You're going to spend the whole rest of your life preaching to your neighbor?
难道你花你一生的精力去跟你的邻居传福音吗？
At what point in time have you finished preaching to your neighbor?
那你什么时候跟你的邻居传完福音呢？
And it would be interesting to check on these people who talk about preaching to the neighbor whether they ever did preach to the neighbor, and if so, how frequently.
或许我们应该做一些统计，就是那些他说我要跟我的邻居传福音了，到底他传了有多久，传了多少呢？
We are truly good at fooling ourselves.
我们很懂得怎么去愚弄自己。
Again, the rationale behind selling one's possessions has to do with this present age and the crisis in it.
当然这里谈到变卖所有的跟现今的这个危机这些的灾难也有关系。
You know, when the Hong Kong was about to be taken over by the communists in 97,
在97年当香港回归的时候，
You know what happened in the years preceding the takeover?
你知道是97年之前几年发生什么事呢？
Well, there were Hong Kong people in multitudes were selling their possessions.
很多的香港人都卖房子。
And Jesus didn't have to tell them to do that.
主耶稣不要跟他们说的，不用跟他们说的。
Oh, they were in a hurry to sell their houses and their land.
他们急着要把他们的田产变卖。
Oh, you would have thought they all of a sudden all became disciples of the Lord.
然后他们是否做了主耶稣的门徒呢？
Many of them had big houses, beautiful, you know, beautiful cars and lands and so forth.
他们有大部分，他们有很大的房子，有很漂亮的房车。
They sold all this.
他们变卖这一切。
In order to go to Canada, in particular, first choice.
你觉得他们能够去加拿大
？Number one country in the world, as you know, according to United Nations.
在联合国的统计里面，加拿大是世上最好的地方。
Six years in a row, Canada is number one.
连续六年，加拿大都居首位。
The best living conditions in all the world.
居住环境是全世界最好的。
So, get rid of your possessions in this place and move to a new world, a new life.
所以变卖你的一切，离开这个地方，去到另外一个国家去过一个新的生活。
And Canada only required that you bring in $250,000.
那加拿大只需要你拿25万。
For your immigration purposes.
你就可以移民了。
Provided you use the money for business.
当然你要把这个钱用在生意上。
And lots of Hong Kong people could afford a lot more than that.
当然香港人他有的钱比这个还要多。
And so they were going to Canada in droves.
所以他们就大批的离开香港去了加拿大。
You see, because of the crisis.
你说他们也是为了危机啊。
But of course, like so many Christians, they want to have the best of both worlds too.
当然有很多的基督徒呢，他们是一脚踏两船的。
And what if things will not turn out so bad as they feared in Hong Kong?
假如香港不像他们所想的那么糟，怎么办呢？
It's still good to keep a foothold in Hong Kong.
所以还是在香港留下一个余地比较好。
And so keep a business there.
所以他们把他们生意留在香港。
Or at least a smaller house.
或许一个小的房子留在香港。
And big money has gone over to Canada. The small money stays in Hong Kong.
他们的大量的资金就去了加拿大，少量的还是留在香港。
Sounds familiar to most of us.
对，我们都很熟悉了吧。
We want to have a portion in the kingdom of God.
我们希望在神的国里面也有份。
But we want to make sure that so-called our foot remains on solid ground in this world.
可是我们也希望在这个世上也有立足的余地。
So we can see that how we still function not according to the leading of the Spirit, but according to a worldly wisdom.
可是你可以看到，我们还是照着我们这个世上的智慧去做事。
Now notice the connection of this with the coming of the Lord.
留意到这个变卖所有跟主的再来的关系。
In scripture, you cannot take the thing out of context.
在看圣经的时候，我们不可以断章取义。
And therefore, you see, verse 33 about selling possessions is tied up with the Lord's coming as it precedes verse 35.
你看到33节里面谈到变卖所有，然后35节也看到主的再来了。
And then the Lord goes on to say, be dressed for action and have your lamps lit.
这里35节主说你们要腰上要束上带灯也要点着
Be like those who are waiting for their master to return
像那些仆人等候主人的回来
Waiting for the master, that's the way to do it
这个就是等候主人
You want to prepare for his return? That's how he tells you to do it
你是否要预备主的回来呢 这里就是我们要预备的了
So are you willing to listen to his leading?
你是否愿意听他的带领呢
Are you sure you want to listen?
你是不是肯定呢?
Are you willing to say, Lord, all my possessions are yours?
你是否会跟说跟主说主啊，我的财产都是你的。
I'm waiting for you to tell me what to do with it.
我等你教导我应该如何处理。
Now you might discover that for one or two years he doesn't tell you a thing.
可能你会发现到一两年他一句话都没有说。
So you say, Lord, money is still in my bank account. What do you want me to do?
那你说主啊，我的钱还在我的银行里面，你要我怎么办呢？
He doesn't tell you anything.
主没有说什么。
But one day,
可是有一天，
he suddenly tells you.
他忽然就跟你说。
I want this part of this money to go there, or some of that money to go here.
我要这部分的钱去这个地方，那一部分的钱去另外一个地方。
When it says sell all your possessions, he doesn't necessarily tell you to dispose of it all at one go.
他说这里所说的变卖所有的，不是说一次把所有的变卖。
But there is one final important reason for this teaching.
可是有一个最后还有一个重要的因素。
What does a person do when he knows he's about to die?
当一个人他快要死的时候，他会怎么样呢？
Well, he writes his will, doesn't he?
他写他的遗嘱，对不对？
To dispose of all his possessions.
他在那个时候就是分配他的财产。
Because he knows he can't take it with him, so he might as well dispose of them.
因为他知道他不能够把他的财产带走了，所以他就要分配了。
Yesterday I told you that preparing for the Lord's coming involves being prepared to die.
我昨天已经跟你说了，预备主的到来的话，也包括预备死亡。
If you haven't written your will, it's a pretty risky business to die.
所以假如没有写好你的遗嘱的话，死的话就比较危险一点了。
Every lawyer will know the kind of risks involved.
每一个律师都很清楚知道这个冒险的成分。
You have to get your will ready.
你需要去把你的遗嘱写好。
And this is the nature. The Lord is basically telling us, write your will.
这个就是主说的，你要把你的遗嘱写好。
Because anyone who wants to be my disciple,
因为每一个要做我的门徒的
，must deny himself，
他需要去舍己
，take up his cross，
拿起他的十字架
，that is the instrument of his own death，
十字架就是他死刑的工具
，then follow me，
跟从我
，led by the Spirit，
靠着圣灵的带领
，are you prepared to write your will？
你是否预备好写你的遗嘱呢
？To tell how you're going to dispose of all your possessions。
就是说把你的财产怎么分配
A lawyer will say it's wise for you to write your will.
律师会跟你说啊，你写你的遗书呢是很明智的举动。
I don't think you're so young. You're not going to die for another 50 years.
你不是说哎，我很年轻，我五十年都不会死的。
Like my doctor in Canada was, I remember the surprise on his face, the shock on his face when he talked to Helen and myself.
我还记得就是在加拿大啊。我的医生跟我太太所说的话。
He said, my friend, he's only 36 years old.
他说我的朋友他才36岁。
He dropped dead of a heart attack.
他因为心脏病他就死了。
One day he was fine in good shape.
有一天他是挺好的。
Next day he was dead.
第二天就是死了。
What happens? You didn't write your will.
假如他没有写他的遗嘱的话怎么办呢？
Preparing for the Lord's coming, let us get our will ready.
预备主的到来，让我们把我们的遗书写好。
Let him lead us as to how to dispose of our possessions.
让神带领我们怎么样的处理我们的财产。
Doesn't matter if it's not a vast amount of possessions.
不管你的财产有多少，这个不重要。
The question is, how are you prepared to dispose of it?
问题是你要怎么样的去分配你的财产呢？
The widow had only two mites.
那个寡妇她只有两个铜钱。
That's her total possession.
这是她的全部了。
She offered it all to the Lord.
她把这两个铜钱献给主。
And the Lord said, she has given more than all those rich people put together.
那主说，她所付上的比那些有钱的人所付上的加起来还多。
Because they gave of their surplus.
因为他们只是把他们多余的献上。
But she gave of her substance.
可是这个寡妇把她所有的都献上。
The call to sell is the call to give our substance.
主所呼召我们要我们变卖所有的就是变卖我们的所有。
And I stress again, not as an act of fanaticism.
我也重申一点就是不是一个胡乱的去做法。
But of a calm and calculated move.
是一个很冷静的经过思虑的去安排。
And one that is led by the Spirit.
就是被圣灵去引导的。
And finally,
最后
since we talk about writing our wills, we are talking about dying.
最后我们谈到写遗嘱的话，我们就谈到死了。
The book of Revelation.
在启示录里面。
The book of Revelation, I counted the number of times the word blood occurs.
我数过在启示录里面血这个字出现的次数。
It occurs 17 times.
出现了17次。
More than anywhere in the New Testament, if I'm not mistaken.
在其他的书本里面的记载更多。
17 times the word blood occurs.
在启示录里面血这个字出现了17次。
Let's look at just one example of it so you see the point.
让我们看一个例子你就可以明白了。
Revelation 17 verses 5 and 6.
启示录17章第5到第6节。
Look carefully at it.
小心来看。
Ask Sister Catherine to read for us.
启示录17章第5节。在他额上有名写就说奥秘在大巴比伦做世上的淫妇还一切可憎之物的母。我又看见那女人喝醉了圣徒的血和为耶稣做见证之人的血。我看见他就大大的稀奇。
Did you hear the message of Revelation?
你没有看到启示录的那一个的启示呢？
The blood in Revelation, in these instances, refer to the blood of the believers.
启示录里面谈到这个血是谈到圣徒的血。
And someone has observed that in the book of Revelation, the only Christians that the book of Revelation knows about are the martyrs, those who die for Christ.
在启示录里面谈到所有的基督徒，就是谈到那些殉道者，那些为主而舍命的人。
Every true believer in the Revelation appears to be a martyr.
在启示录里面，仿佛所有真正的基督徒，他们都是殉道者。
And in this verse, what you see is this: the Babylon. Babylon represents the world. It's a picture of the world, like Egypt.
在启示录里面谈到巴比伦，巴比伦就是代表这个世界，就好像埃及这样。
And this picture of Babylon portrays her as being utterly drunk with the blood of the saints.
你可以看到这个巴比伦啊，这个图画就是这个巴比伦就好像怎么样，怎么喝醉了什么呢？圣徒的血。
Drunk with the blood, as it says also, of the witnesses of Jesus.
喝醉了圣徒的血和为耶稣做见证之人的血。
How much blood must the world drink before it's drunk?
你想想，这个世上的人，他们需要喝多少的血，以至于他喝醉呢？
Write your will if you want to prepare for the coming of the King.
你要预备主的到来的话，希望你把你的遗书写好。
Babylon is going to drink our blood.
巴比伦要喝我们的血。
We don't say this as a matter of a dramatic thing. It's simply talking about a cool fact of reality. That the world, as the Lord Jesus says, will hate you.
我们现在不是说很戏剧化的去读这些经节，可是这就是其实是事实，因为主耶稣也说过，世人会憎恨你。
In John, it's very interesting. There are two passages. One in which the Lord Jesus says, the world does not hate you.But it hates me.
很奇妙的，约翰写了两段的经文。有一段约翰写的就是，耶稣说世人恨你，因为他恨我。
No, he says it doesn't hate you.
世人不恨你。
But later on in John.
可是之后呢
？After some time that they have learned to follow Jesus.
当那些门徒跟了耶稣一段日子之后
，He says something totally different.
主耶稣说一个完全相反的。
And he says, they will hate you because they hate me.
他就会说，他们会恨你，因为他们恨我。
So formerly, they didn't hate the disciples.
所以你可以说，开始的时候他们不恨门徒。
Does the world hate you?
世人恨你吗？
Probably not.
可能不恨吧。
If you're one of them, why should they hate you?
因为你跟他们都是一样的，他们干嘛要恨你呢？
They only hate you when you're no longer one of them.
因为当你跟他们不一样的时候，他们就恨你了。
And only at that point in time will you know what it is that the world will hate you to the extent that it will kill you.
到那个时候你就明白 这句话的意思了，就是说世人会恨你到一个地步，他们要钉死你。
But don't think, please don't think that the world refers to non-Christians exclusively.
可是不要以为这个世人单是指不信主的人。
Did you notice what it says concerning Babylon?
你没有留意到关于巴比伦的呢？
Look carefully.It doesn't say Babylon is the world in the sense that it is a secular state.
这里没有谈到是巴比伦就好像这个属世的国家。
It says Babylon, the whore, That is the prostitute.
对，谈到巴比伦世上的淫妇。
You know what that means?
你知道淫妇是什么意思吗?
If you are somewhat familiar with the Old Testament, you'll know what that means.
你对旧约有认识的话，你就知道这个意思是什么呢?
When Israel became unfaithful to God,
当以色列背叛神的时候,
it was declared to be an adulteress and a whore.
以色列就被称为淫妇。
In other words, and this is the shocking part of it,
换句话说，这个是也是叫我们惊讶的地方。
Babylon is scarcely the world in Revelation.
巴比伦不单只是说这个世界不信主的人。
It is the people of God who have turned unfaithful to God.
就是指那些他们曾经是神的子民，可是他们离开主，变成他们对神不忠。
Those are going to be the enemies.
那是才是你的敌人。
Who crucified Jesus?
谁把耶稣钉在十字架?
Who persecuted him to the end?
谁逼迫他?
Who persuaded the Romans to have him crucified because they didn't have the power to crucify him under Roman law?
谁松容鼓励罗马人去钉死主耶稣呢?他们根本没有这个权利。
The people of God, the chosen people, the Israelites.
那是神的选民,那是以色列人。
We don't say this as an act of anti-Semitism.
当然我不说,
as Christians, we are not anti-Semitic. I love the Jews. I study their writings. I'm reasonably familiar with Judaism even in the modern day.
我甚至乎现代的犹太教,我也挺熟悉的。
We love them.
我们很爱他们。
And in the end age, they are not going to be our enemies.
可是实在末世的时候,他们也不是我们的敌人。
But it is those Christians who refuse to live under the kingship of Christ.
反而是那些的基督徒,他们拒绝活在神的王权底下。
Who give lip service to Christ as king.
他们口头上,他们说主是王。
But whose life is a denial of everything he taught.
可是他们的生命背叛了神所教导的一切。
Watch and see.
留意。
They are the ones who will deal with you.
他们会对付你。
So, brothers and sisters, I have to wind up my message here.
所以弟兄姐妹，我要结束我的讲道了。
I hope that these points are clear to you.
我希望这几点对你来说还是清楚的。We
have a very high calling.
我们有一个很高的呼召。A
calling to be faithful to him, as we find in the book of Revelation, unto death.
我们呼召要对主至死忠心。
The book of Revelation, it says, be faithful unto death, and you will be given the crown of life.
在启示录里面谈到就是我们要至死忠心,然后我们就得到生命的冠冕。
Are we prepared for his coming?
我们是否预备他的到来呢?
Let us start at the beginning, and with that, we must close.
让我们从开始再看一下,然后我们这也结束了。
If you have not yet understood what it is to be led by the Spirit, begin there. All the rest you don't even have to worry about for now.
我们暂时可能不需要担心其他的,让我们从那个基本的开始,我们是否被圣灵的带领。
Learn day by day, moment by moment, to listen to Him.
学习时刻的去听他的声音。
To be sensitive to His voice.
去敏感他的声音。
And you will discover whether he is real or not. Until you have settled that point, all the other four points I mentioned, you needn't even concern yourself about. By the time the Lord is truly real to you, because of your being led by him, by that time, whether you marry or don't marry doesn't bother you anymore.
到那个时候到底你结婚呢还是单身呢那个问题对你来说构不成一个威胁了。
By that time when he tells you to sell everything, you will not even find it burdensome.
到那个时候主耶稣叫你去变卖一切的话你也不会觉得是很困难的。
And by that time, when you can lay down your life for the Lord, you will not find it terrifying.
到那个时候当你需要为主去舍命的话你也不会觉得很可怕了。
I always remember, as a young Christian, I heard Wang Mingdao preaching in Beijing.
我还记得当我年轻的时候,我在北京听到王明道的讲道。
Which left a very deep impression on my mind.
在我的心里面深深地印下一个记号。
He knew the communists were about to arrest him back in 1955.
他知道那时候大概是1955年，他知道共产党快要去抓他。
And I remember him standing on the platform and saying this.
我记得他站在讲台上，他说。
He knew his time was going to be very short.
他知道他的时间不多了。
He was not mistaken.
他没有错。
2 weeks later, he was arrested.
两个星期以后，他就被抓了。
And he was not seen again in prison for some 20 years.
然后二十年，他就被关在牢里面。
But he said, if I am granted the privilege to suffer for him,
他说，假如我有这个福分啊，这个福分为主受苦。
I consider that the highest honor.
我觉得这是我最高的荣耀。
You see, to somebody who doesn't know the Lord, not led by the Spirit, all these things are to suffer for the Lord, it all sounds so terrible.
对于你留意看去，对一个不认识主、对主没有经验的人，谈到为主受苦是很困难的。
But for a servant of the Lord, like Wang Mingdao, it was just sheer privilege.
可是对一个神的仆人，就好像对王明道来说，他觉得是个福分。
It was a privilege for me to be there as a very young believer to see this man of great spiritual stature speaking forth the word.
虽然我只是个初信的年轻人，可是我能够在那里听到一个神的仆人的这样的讲道，我觉得也是我的福气。
And I was also, and Helen too, granted the privilege to see him in 1990.
然后我跟我的妻子也有这个福分，在1990年也可以再一次的看到王明道先生。
To visit him in his home at that time in Shanghai.
啊，在那时候在上海他的家里面去见到他。
And to see that at 90 years old, his faithfulness and commitment to the Lord had not changed or wavered in the least.
看到他虽然已经是90岁了，可是他对主的那份的忠心，他对主的那份的爱心丝毫不减。
He died the next year.
隔一年他就去世了。
But at 90, his mind was sharp and clear.
可是在90岁，他的思想还是挺清楚的。
A person who had known what it is to be led by the Spirit all his life.
他知道，他一生里面他知道什么是被神的灵去引导。
And remained faithful unto death.
他也是真的为主至死忠心。
I pray that you too may have this experience of the reality.Of God in being led by His Spirit.
我也希望你也能够有这个经验，去经验到神的真实，时刻的被神的圣灵去带领。
Pursue this first and foremost, and all the other steps will follow naturally by the leading of the Spirit.
求你追求这一点，然后其他的也会各自的就位。
And then you will be prepared for His coming.
然后你就会预备他的到来。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。